Sports Day for Kia.
Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals.
Lumo Energy SA.
Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA.
And OTR.
Get into OTR for a refreshing sea coffee iced latte.
Yeah, very good evening. David Wood in KG Sports Day SA. You can play Keno from only a dollar a game with a draw every few minutes. There's always time for a spot of Keno. Remember, gamble responsibly. So welcome, arguably our greatest sports
now,
broadcaster.
Don't start this
in their history. No. Hey, I'm not. I'm being serious.
No, wait your time
before you say hello to me. Arguably the greatest sporting broadcaster.
No.
Kenneth George Cunningham. Cage, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thank Will. It's great to be with you.
You're fired up.
Well, I'm always fired up when we're talking about the only thing that makes the world go round, and that's sport.
What the heck is going on between Cricket Australia and Channel 7?
Well, plenty at the moment. They're almost both in court, and it would appear. I was amazed to read it that Channel 7 allegedly paid $450 million for the rights to cover Test cricket in Australia. $450 million!
That's poor judgment.
That's so, a lot of money.
So did they actually outbid Nine, or did Nine let it go? How did that work to get it?
I'm not too sure, but I think you'll find that Channel 7 did a bit of a deal, I think you'll find, and $450 million late, and they're going to find themselves Cricket Australia and Channel 7 in court.
They haven't perhaps got what they actually ordered, though, have they?
Well, they haven't. In fairness to Channel 7, the program was changed around and so forth. So they haven't got
dominated by India.
But by India, as always. They haven't got what they initially wanted, but they've still signed the contract. They've signed off on the contract. And, like, the ratings for the one-dayers, both the women and the men, have gone through the roof. Now, Fox Sport are rubbing their hands together, and Channel 7 are sitting back saying, well, hang on, we're not even involved at the moment.
No.
We're not involved. We don't start until the first test in Adelaide. So, look, this could get ugly.
It's very ugly now.
It could get uglier. Mark my words.
So what happens if Channel 7, they want to get out of it. They want to get out the whole kit and boodle out.
See, they've got two irons in the fire. They're first of all saying that they're getting an analyst in to say whether the rights they've got are worth the money that they're paying and so forth. And I get the distinct impression that that Channel 7 really are looking to get out of their contract and move away from it.
Whatever this statement from Cricket Australia, Nick Hockley says, with so much positivity around Australian cricket, it is so disappointing that Seven West Media chosen to use the media to talk our wonderful game down.
Well, that's a little unfair, in as much as if documents have been lodged in court, then it's there for public consumption.
Have you ever seen this happen before where you sort of work your bum off to get the rights.
Never.
You get the rights, and less than a year later, you want to get out of the rights.
Cast your mind back to World Series days in 1977. Kerry Packer came in when Cricket Australia wasn't looking after its players, moved in, went bang, bang, bang.
Anti-establishment.
The lot. And what he did for cricket was absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the commentary team that he had in place, Richie Beno, Ian Chappell, Tony Gregg, Bill Laurie, was the best commentary team on the world stage. Now, I've got to say, I don't like Fox Sports commentators. I have great respect.
You don't like Warnie Gilly?
I love Shane Warne. I love Adam Gilchrist. But they just talk too much. And Channel 7, I don't think have hit the spot. To be brutally honest, and I'm just being honest here. This is my view, my feeling.
Am I wrong in saying Seven should have stuck to tennis, Nine should have stuck to cricket?
Well, I think if they had their time again, I think Channel 7 would say, yeah, we'll stick with the cricket. Because their coverage with Bruce McAvaney and the American guy was absolutely fantastic.
McEnroe and Connors.
And Connors was fantastic.
And see, I don't think the tennis on Nine's
not as good.
No.
No, it's not. You're right. You're spot on. Let's reverse the roles.
But can you keep saying we have to have free-to-air, but as I'll say it again, the free-to-air people, the players that paid over $450 million, they are trying to exit the clause and get out. Not only, they don't even want to bring it down, they want to get out.
Well, yeah, I think that they believe they've been shortchanged because Fox Sports have got a leg up, a march on them, if you like. And look, I honestly believe, and I'll probably get shot down in flames here, that the Australian cricket team should always be on free-to-air, always. That's the Australian game. That's us.
But it's
our
not,
country.
It's not a way of the modern era. Like,
no, it's not.
Why you've got pay TV and KO and all these things which you have to pay.
Well,
I don't blame Fox. They're paying a fortune to get cricket on.
Well, but how greedy is Cricket Australia and the ICC? How much money do they want?
Let's hear from the one-day captain of Australia, Aaron Finch, talking about Channel 7, the Cricket Australia legal dispute.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes between Cricket Australia and Channel 7, which is not ideal. When you're in a partnership together, you hope that everything runs as smooth as possible. But having it at the start of the summer, I haven't noticed any difference in the way that people have approached viewing the game or anything like that. So, yeah, it's a good question. I probably haven't just thought about it enough, to be honest, though.
Mm.
Well, yep. Look, just talking about that, Wilds, the WBL has been an absolute triumph. That's the women's game. Absolute
Big
triumph.
Bash.
Yep. With regular season matches setting new audience records and both semi-finals rating almost one-third more than their corresponding games last season. So, and that's why I think Channel 7 are getting a bit uppity about it all, because Fox have got the march on them and they've got the ratings on the board.
True, but I think 7 have been sort of jostling for this for quite a while before this even started. I don't think they've been happy with the deal they got. But they signed it.
Exactly right.
They signed it.
I don't care. How do you view my thoughts that Australian cricket team should be on free-to-air?
In an ideal world, totally agree.
No, not an ideal world. Just
well, the world's
be on
not ideal.
Be
2020's been awful.
Oh, 2020.
You were stuck in your house there for months on end.
Went
the wheel you out.
Exactly right.
Unbelievable. Hey, David Warner, surely he can't play in the first test. Maybe not even the second test.
Well, he'll play the second test, surely. But I don't know how bad the injury is. But obviously a groin problem is a bad injury.
Spoke to Blighty last night. He did a groin in the 77 or 75 grand final. And
what happened?
No, he had about 6 injections, lasted 5 more minutes and didn't play again for 6 or 7 weeks.
Well, there you go.
Or couldn't have run for 6 or 7 weeks.
And Warner looked bad when he was taken from the ground.
And with David Warner, he's one of the most aggressive runners, most aggressive fielders.
Yes.
And even when he bats, he's very aggressive.
Yeah.
So I think here's the coach, Justin Langer, on David Warner.
No, it looked like he got shot by a gun, didn't it? And he was in incredible pain in the change room after. He's strain is an adductor in his groin, so they tell me it's a really painful injury. I'm not sure. We're going to wait. We've just arrived in Canberra, so we won't see him again for probably 5 or 6 days until we get back to Sydney. The doctor and the physio, David Beakley, will look at it then. I'm not holding my breath that he'll be right for the first test match. That said, he's a sort of elite professional who will be doing literally everything possible to be ready for it. So we'll see what happens, but he's going to be a loss, that's for sure.
I tell you what, he is going to be a loss, but that now puts a very interesting situation up front now. Who opens the innings? Is it Pekowski, the young boy?
I heard someone saying moving Labuschagne. You don't want to stuff around that.
No, don't move him number three. He stays at number three. Play Pekowski. They've got to play him. The kid's in form.
And Burns.
Labuschagne,
Steve Smith, Travis Head.
Travis Head.
Yeah.
And just make the one positional change. Don't make two or three and unsettle the side. But I tell you what, it brings the two teams closer together. You take Warner out, because Warner, what he does do effectively is keep the scoreboard ticking over.
I think they're a bit thin on bowling from what I've seen so far, India.
Oh, what about Bumrah?
Bumrah, yeah.
Oh, what? Who?
Yeah, Bumrah. Jasprit Bumrah. No, I don't call him Bumrah.
Well, I call him Bumrah.
Jasprit Bumrah.
Bumrah. Anyway.
8223 0000. Are you as annoyed as Cage is that you cannot see every game on free to air? I understand why you can't.
Why can't you?
Because Fox have paid for exclusive rights.
Well, see, how much money do you want? How much money do you want? Fair dinkum.
Well, they're not going to. They need to get exclusivity, don't they? Well, same with AFL Footy Cage. Otherwise, why would they pay anything?
I hate all that.
Yeah, but you got to get with the times. That's what's happening.
Get with the times. Goodness.
Well, you told me you've got KO.
Well,
it's the only way you can watch it.
Well, because I had to have it for my work. If I didn't see the one days, how could I talk about it?
Yeah, the broadcast. Look, it is an issue, but Ken, it will never get better. It will never. It's going to go worse, I feel.
So we'll see Fox Footy and Fox Cricket take over.
They'll certainly have at least a 50-50 share, if not more.
Unbelievable. Let's take Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hi, KG. Wilds, look, when we were your age, we understood what was going on. That was a bit of a joke. But anyway, my major
Not question, a good one, but by the way, but go on.
Come on, Michael, you're better
than that.
Come on,
Michael, you're better than that.
Yeah, I know I am. No, I was having a go at Wilds.
That's all right.
Okay.
I can take it.
Anyway, did I hear something last week regarding, is it Radio Australia or Radio 2? I think it's the ABC radio station that you can get all over Australia and not commentating on the cricket.
They are or they're not?
Did you hear guys?
I haven't heard that.
Oh, ABC Voice.
I listened to the ABC the other day in my car, and got heard the commentators there. They're great, the ABC cricket commentators. I love it.
Michael, you saying they're not broadcasting the cricket or they are?
I heard something from,
Well, I don't know.
Just something like a rumour.
Yeah, the rights, I think, thanks, Michael, the rights for radio and that and for TV, it's who pays the most, and then you dish them out. That's I know, Ken. It's not great. I want to be able to, I want to be able to watch it on Channel 7 or Channel 9.
How frustrating is it when you tune into the footy season and you don't know whether the Crows or the Power
or it's delayed
or whatever. Now you turn on the cricket, you don't know whether it's on 7, mate, or whether it's on Fox.
The one I feel for are the elderly, the pensioners, or the people that can't afford.
Why do they have to pay for it?
Yeah, it's a pity you can't say if you're over, over 65, whatever, you get your, a free subscription or whatever, but it doesn't work like that, and it's sad.
Oh, it doesn't sit with me. Honestly, it doesn't.
Hey, as we go to break, I want you to think about this one.
What about that?
We just touched on some of the great female sports people in Australian history last night. Some great names come up. Now, you've seen a lot in your time, a lot of great people, yep, whether it be tennis players or squash players, basketball, whatever. Who do you think it'd be?
Well,
anyone come to mind quickly?
The squash player Heather McKay. Definitely, she was
unbeaten,
undefeated in her career. That's got to be absolutely outstanding. Just quickly, I thought Margaret Court, she's the lady that's won the most titles up there. Lauren Jackson for basketball.
Yep.
Rachel Sporn.
Shirley Strickland,
Betty
Cupid. Dawn Fraser's going to be right there, Ken.
Dawn Fraser, absolutely.
Did she win gold in 3 consecutive?
I think it is, yeah.
Spend $10 or more at Macca's today for your chance to win $10,000 in Macca's summer cash giveaway. 10 winners a day.
Okay, we'll come back and have a chat to Sam right after the break.
Good on you.
Stay for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. Enjoy delicious Krispy Kreme donuts with Nutella at OTR.
Yeah, KG not happy. No free-to-air cricket. Should have seen him during the break.
Well, you sit back and think. Here it is, the Australian cricket team, your country, my country, yet there are people out there that can't see their team playing.
Ken, I understand.
It's not fair.
But it is becoming a sign of the times.
Well, the times are wrong.
All right.
Absolutely wrong.
That's our hot topic tonight. Thanks to Repco. You'll be blown away with a car air conditioning service at Repco, authorised service. KG, we've got online there.
We've got Sam. Good morning, Sam. Good afternoon, Sam.
Yeah, morning, KG. I'm with you. Hey, the thing is, I just reckon any competition like AFL, cricket or whatever, they're sold at the pay TV mob. If they get government support, Benny Barbecue that provides all the feedstock, players, you go out there and you do your fundraisers, that sort of stuff. Once it gets a national level and the taxpayer and all that sort of stuff's paying for it, we should see it. We should see it
We're talking about our country, the Australian cricket team. I'm not talking about Port Adelaide, I'm not talking about the Crows. I'm talking about the Australian cricket team. It should always be available on free-to-air. There are people out there in nursing homes and old people that have been following it for years, suddenly can't see it. Now, that's wrong. Dead set wrong in my view.
Hey, just some breaking news, KG. Just got this hot off the press. Glenelg Footy Club are on the lookout for a new coach after Mark Stone has accepted a position with the Brisbane Lions. Stone joins the Lions as strategy coach after writing his name in the Sandford record books by guiding Glenelg to a drought-breaking grand final in 2019, the first in 33 years. So,
that is replacing David Noble, is he?
Oh, David Noble was more in administration. Stone, what is his strategy coach? So he'll be under Chris Fagan. Very interesting there. So well, gee, look, everyone's on the move.
Well, that's unfortunate for the Bays, really.
Well, I always thought Mark Stone perhaps should have been picked up after that grand final the other year, and he said basically the phones didn't ring at all. But he is a very smart operator.
Oh, there's no doubt. He's a very good coach. He's a premiership coach. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. And look, you can't blame a bloke for improving himself, but God, that's hard on the Bays. Like, for goodness sake. Here we are in the... Oh, I don't know. I've sport at times.
8223000 is KG, right to be annoyed. No free to air. I'm really bullish on Australia to win the Test Series, though.
Oh, mate.
They lost it last time. But you look, Steve Smith, no Warner, we think, for a while. But Smith and Labuschagne come back in. It's just a completely new look side, isn't it?
Well, and you take Kohli out of the Indian
after the first
side,
test.
After the first test, he'd go back home. You got three more test matches to go, so that'd be like a ship without a rudder when Kohli goes. He's more than one of the best players in the world, along with Steve Smith. He is God to those players, and I say that very respectfully.
I can't believe Smith made 200s on the trot in about 60 balls. That's not normally his game.
No. Well, he's just different, isn't he?
Are the wickets too flat?
Well, there's a couple of things wrong with our game of cricket. The bats are too thick. That is an absolute joke. I saw one the other day, and fair dinkum, they are too big an advantage for the batsman. The bowlers now can't polish the ball because you can't.
No spit.
Fair.
You hear where Ian Healy on Cage last night? He said his bat, the side of his bat, the edges were 22 mil. David Warner's edges were 66 mil.
It's ridiculous.
The edges. It's like half a bat.
Well, the thickness of the bat today has gone completely and utterly out of control.
John in the city just called and he said the Boomers and Socceroos, they're not always on free-to-air either, KG.
Well, they should be. That's our country.
Yeah, but why you've got to pay, once again, why you've got to pay TV
they can still cover it.
Yeah, but you're not going to watch it. You're going to watch it for free rather than paying it.
I don't care. I'm going to stick by what I said. I don't give a continent.
You know who I blame?
Who? What?
Cricket Australia.
Well, it's just...
You say the greedy little hands want more money. Well, that's now they've taken as much as they can from Channel 7 or up in arms
now. Well, $450 million.
And Fox 4 should have paid more because they want it on their own.
But how much more money do you want?
Well, didn't they say they were broke at the start of the year, Cricket Australia?
Oh, well, they
remember
were,
that?
Well, they were, with all the other stuff going on. Hello, Tim, how are you?
G'day, fellas, how you going?
Hi, Tim.
Yeah, good, Tim, thank you.
Jenny, I've been speaking to you on and off since my son was born, and he's 23 now, so I haven't spoken to you for a while.
Good on you, Tim.
I think the other aspect to this is the government's handed out all sorts of concessions to people to make their lives easier through this corona situation. And, there's a lot of people, including myself, who have lost jobs as a result of it and so forth.
Yep.
And a lot of people, spending time at home and, battling along. And I think it would be the Australian thing to do would be for some of these people to bite the bullet and get it on free-to-air. And I issue you a challenge, Ken. With your standing in this state, I think you need to make some appropriate phone calls to people. And don't play yourself down, buddy, but, make some appropriate phone calls to somebody.
I wouldn't have any influence at all, but I've just spoken to so many people over the last weekend who saw the one-dayers have said we can't, we've been locked up, we've been hand-strung with the pandemic, like all
I
of
like
us.
I like Tim's call then, though. It's almost un-Australian this
Well, it
year,
is. That's given, my get, point.
Given what's happened in the last
that's,
year.
Too. That's my point. People that were sitting home, asked to wear masks, only go to the shop, and they can't watch it on free-to-air. They've got to pay money to see it. Now, I'm not against pay TV. It's got its place. But, gee, where's the Australian cricket team? That's bad income, honestly.
How many the crowd, what will it be, Cage? What are you hearing?
Probably 27, 30.
Just a bit more than half? Or?
It holds, what, just over 50? I'd like to see 30,000 there at the Adelaide Oval. And what a test match it's going to be. I've missed the ballot, so I'm not going. But, it'll be a fantastic.
So how did that work? You're a SACA member or your life member?
Honorary member.
Well, you can go then, can't you?
No, I can't.
Even as an honorary member?
Well, you've got to go to a ballot. I went into the ballot.
I thought honorary members just go.
No, I don't believe in preferences.
If you're an honorary member
honorary member or life member shouldn't get preferenced over the general public.
So you went in the ballot and you missed out. You cannot go to the...
No.
Wow.
Well, that's the luck of the draw. The draw should be equal to everybody.
No, I would have thought the people that have been the long-standing, committed, paying members should have a little bit more preference than the people that just walk up on
life,
the day.
Perhaps life members. But I'm not a life member. I'm only an honorary member.
You're saying too, let's play young Pekowski with Burns.
Well, he's got to play.
Here's Aaron Finch, whether he has a say. This is, though, on the one day, as I'd say, who opens with him?
We generally sit down and discuss it. Weigh everything up and come to a decision together. It's very, very rarely would it be two really polar opposite opinions that needs a real lot of swaying either way. We're generally on the same page, Trevor Holmes, George Bailey as well. You're always around the mark, and it's just about weighing that up, balancing out the rest of the side as well. So that's all it comes down to. There won't be too many issues whichever way we go.
Aaron Finch.
See,
there.
I can't come to terms with that either. Now, I don't want to sound as though I'm being grumpy.
Well, you are.
Well, when I was lucky to be playing cricket a long time ago, with the bow and arrow days, the opening batsman, if you lost an opening batsman through injury, the selectors didn't speak to his mate and say, well...
Do you want to open?
Yeah.
Bring another opener in.
Who should we bring in? You just go by who's the selectors pick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it's hey. Just on the you said.
I'm glad you liked that one, Wilson. Went straight over to the money.
No, I agree with you.
Straight through to the
keeper's head.
Straight through to the keeper.
You mentioned the size of the bats.
Yeah.
The boundaries are way in, and the pitches are as flat as a tack. But you've got to give the bowl a little bit more.
Well, something's got to be done about the fast bowler being able to polish the balls. Like fair dinkum.
Maybe get a little bit of sanitizer in.
Well, whatever. Find something that the bowlers can use to help them polish the ball. It's too one sided to the batter.
Remember when you used to bowl, you used to wobble around a little bit, swung them both ways, as you do.
I couldn't bowl loop down.
Open season at Kia with match winning deals and Australia's best 7-year warranty across the range. We've got Tony Bamford, SA under 18s coach, not far away, coach. Looking forward to that.
Hey, next week.
Will they go for the West Adelaide boy?
Yeah. Who will they go for?
KG and Wields, time now to go to a Bristol-made Sea Coffee break.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company. That's Lumo SA. And OTR. Enjoy delicious crispy cream donuts with Nutella at OTR.
Sports Day SA, KG and Wields. For Tyre Power, the summer scorcher sale is on right now. Save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power. Now, KG, you're quite keen on an ex-guest, but you want to know what's going on.
I loved him as a player, first and foremost. Quick, skillful.
Cheeky.
Very cheeky, but that's what the game was about. A bit of a personality in his own right there. And I love watching him play. And I've had the pleasure of talking to our next guest many times in the past, and he's great to talk to.
Let's welcome him, Tony Bamford, SA under 18 coach. Tony, how are you?
I'm very well, guys. Thank you. Nice to speak to you all.
Now, Tony, can I put you on the spot, old son? First up.
Okay.
If you were involved with the Adelaide Football Club, this is the first time in their short history they've had pick number one. They'll hopefully never have it again. Pick number one, who would Tony Bamford go for and why?
Well, that's easy, KG. I'll take the South Australian.
Well, there you go. You take the West Adelaide boy.
Yeah, of course I would.
Well, there
of course
you go.
I would.
There you go.
Hey, take the local. If you can't split him, you take the local. And Riley's a ripping player. He'll play a lot of AFL at very high standard, so they can't miss if they go with Riley.
Tony, did you say Phil Thorpe or Till Thorpe? I've heard both. Which way do you say his name?
No, Phil Thorpe.
Phil Thorpe, yep, okay. Yeah. And McDonald from WA.
Logan McDonald. Massive
raps on him. Have you seen him play at all?
I saw glimpses of him last year, Wields, when he played against us as the bottom major. Yeah, and he looked like he had really good mobility. He was obviously a lot lighter last year than what he is now. I haven't seen any of his form this year, but what I'm hearing, he's clearly had a really, really good year playing some good football in the league level over in the Waffle. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough choice for the Crows. There's no doubt about that. And both players will be really good AFL players either way.
It must be the strangest draft, Tony, when you think half of the young lads with all the talent haven't even played a game, and yet some have. So I suppose a bit up in the dark that the talent scouts know who's who, but, you know, sometimes you get bolters too, don't you, late through the season?
Oh, no doubt. We've seen that here in SA with a young kid called Braden Cook from South Adelaide. He's just exploded this year. He grew about 8 centimetres over the summer, and he took his football to a whole new level this year playing for South Adelaide under Mark Clayton as his coach down there. He's an exciting player, and I think he'll find his way on an AFL list, hopefully, if the club gives him a chance. And this time last year, we didn't really know anything about him. So, look, our guys here in SA are exceptionally lucky that they had the ability to play 14 games of football.
Yep.
And we do have some empathy for the boys in Victoria who weren't able to play any footy. So, yeah, that's going to make the recruiting managers right across Australia earn their money this year.
Tony, what about the Crows? Because they'll take, rather than Port, they'll play a big hand in the draft. They've got pick number one, as we mentioned, pick 9, 22, 23. At pick 9, surely they'd get a very, very handy player at pick 9.
Oh yeah, no doubt. They'll get another exceptional player at pick 9. Whether if they do pick Logan with their first pick, and I don't think Riley will be left at pick 9, that's for sure. So it's going to be a tough choice for them. I think Riley will go in the top 5 or 6, I think.
We know there's going to be limited draft picks with some teams reducing their players. How many South Australian boys do you think there'll be?
Well, we're still in the process now. I've got a meeting with the Gold Coast Suns tomorrow, I think it is. I've been talking to all the clubs over the last month or so, and they're saying that they expect somewhere between sort of 50 to 60 selections in this draft. So in a normal draft, it's anywhere between 70 and 80. Well, sort of 65 and 85 in any kind of draft. And in a normal year, as a league and as a state, we generally get about 15% of the draft pool. So, I mean, Sticks and I were looking at some numbers today, Brett and Phillips and I were looking at some numbers in the office today, and if there are 50 selections in this draft, then, you know, going by state average over last for SA from the draft system when it first started, we should be getting around 7 players.
Ooh.
Okay. In 50. If it gets to 60, we should be pushing up around 8 or 9. But look, you just never know. I've got a funny feeling clubs are going to be very ultra cautious with their last. I think they'll take 2 picks early. The clubs who want to take picks or use all the picks, they'll take 2 picks and they'll be confident about that. But they'll probably play safe on their. If they do have a third selection, they might. If they don't like a player, any players that are left, they won't take them. They'll just hold a draft selection over for the middle of next year. So, like we've said to our players all along, really, this is not your draft year. This is the year that you turn 18. You can get drafted any year if you're good enough. And for those guys who don't get an opportunity next Wednesday, then we'll obviously be pushing that point with them again. But you might have missed this draft, but there's always an opportunity next year or the year after if you keep sticking at it.
You mentioned Cook, the young South Adelaide boy. Is there anyone else there, Tony, that really made some great headway this year for South Australian?
Yeah, well, obviously everyone's talking about Riley Filthorpe and Lockie Jones, and those two are head and shoulders above anyone else in SA, to be honest with you. And the next one, I think, has really had a breakout year as a young kid called Tommy Powell. KJ, you remember his old man, Matty Powell.
Oh, Matty Powell, yeah. Is that his son?
Yeah. Nuggety little...
Tommy's his son. And he's got the best, fastest, cleanest hands I've ever seen of anyone his age.
You're kidding me.
He's really, really, really elite inside contest with his hands and his vision. He's a different player to Matty. Matty was stocky and strong and powerful.
Yep.
Tommy's a bit more of a classy midfielder, uses his evasive skills, his quick hands. Whereas Matty just used to knock me over, he was so big and strong. But Tommy's got a bit more composure and a bit more poise and class with the ball. He's had a great year with Sturt as an inside mid. He won all the medals possible here. Won the MVP for the competition, won the medal for the umpires' votes. He's had a great year, and he actually, it's a good story because he had a hip operation this time last year. He had a hip problem that he was born with, and it never really stopped him from playing up until sort of when he turned 16, and carried it for his 16th year, and it got the better of him last year. So his family decided to get the operation done and clean his hip out, and boy, oh boy, was that a good operation.
Well Tony, how high do you see him going in the draft, the young boy?
Oh, I think Tommy will probably be our third or fourth pick from SA, where that fits into the overall picture. And you know, some clubs are really, really keen on him, so he might be a late first round or a second round pick.
Spoke with Luke Edwards last week, and he's hell bent on playing anywhere. Now the Crows haven't gone with the father son, but a good chance, you think, Tony, to be picked up somewhere?
Well, I really do hope so, because he's a high quality player and a high quality person.
He's a fantastic kid, Tony. Yeah. He is. I know him very well.
Well, I was lucky enough to get a chance to coach him as a 16 and 17 year old, and he played all four games for us last year as a bottom age in all four nationals, and he played half back flank and he did an exceptional job. He didn't have a great year this year, and I think Luke would be the first one to put his hand up and say that he didn't quite reach the standards that he would hope for.
Yep.
But if you go back and you look at what he did as a 16-year-old and what he did as a 17-year-old last year, then there's no reason in any of those 2 years why he shouldn't be given an opportunity to play at an AFL club. So I'm hopeful that clubs will sort of overlook a little bit of his form this year and rely on what they saw last year. And like I said, I think if he gives an opportunity, he'll prove to be a very, very good AFL player.
I'm a sentimentalist. And I love the father-son rule.
You wanted to know about Benny Holland's son.
Elijah Holland.
Oh, yeah, Elijah, yeah.
They tell me he's a class act.
Yeah, great kid, great young man, really good player, obviously. Had a chance to work with him last year when I went to the AFL All-Stars game, grand final day, and he's a ripper. He's tough. He's a big-bodied midfielder who can also play forward. And funnily enough, Elijah and Luke played on each other in Game 3 of the Nationals last year when SA played down at Geelong against Vic Country, and that was a game that we bloody lost by 1 point with a kick after the siren. And Luke and Elijah stood each other. Elijah played half forward and Luke played half back. It was a great game. They both did really well.
Fantastic. Hey, Tony, great to catch up with you. Thanks for the update.
Good to talk to you, Tone.
Good on you, KG. Take care, mate. See you, Will.
You too, mate. Tony Banfield. I love watching him play. Cheeky little bugger.
He was. He reminded me a bit of a Tim Ginniver, too.
Similar in size and stature, but both wonderful players.
I guess Tony Banfield gave us a real good insight into the SA boys,
I hope
too.
Luke Edwards gets picked up.
Oh, mate, he was so... You should have heard it.
I heard it.
He was good, wasn't he?
Oh, he's a lovely kid.
But all I want to do, David, is play footy somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
I'll go anywhere, he said.
I know.
I'll go anywhere. And he called his dad a midget. I don't think Tyson would be happy with that. Hey, OTR's introducing new Krispy Kreme donuts now with Nutella. Get it OTR for a limited time. Ken, watch your waist.
I love them.
What's the waste?
Krispy Kremes.
KG and Will, it's great to have KG on board. Blighty's on holidays.
Well, actually, I bought my own chair this time. I refuse to sit in Blighty's chair.
I've got to be honest, it didn't suit you.
No, it didn't suit me.
Is that a throne on?
Well, I was out of my depth, though. I've got my own chair this year. So Blighty's chair's stuck in the corner for when the big great man comes back.
I think I'll be happy with that, too. Time now to go to Bristol Made Sea Coffee Break.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company. That's Lumo SA. And OTR. Enjoy delicious Krispy Kreme donuts with Nutella at OTR.
David Wildy and KG. This is Sports Day SA. Great to have KG aboard.
Nice Malcolm to be Blight here, Wilds.
On holidays for car sales. Number one for cars. A car sells every 30 seconds on car sales. Tuesday's true or false, one of my favourite times, KG.
True or false?
We can slip in a few little strange ones too. All for Repco. You'll be blown away with car air conditioning service at Repco. Authorised service, book at repcoservice.com. Okay, you can start, KG, because I'll just lead you through the, you know, you got one?
I got one here, Wills, no doubt. this is a bad year to hold the number one draft pick.
No, I don't. I think it's false.
False.
Well, we got the young young Riley Philthorpe. We spoke with Tony Bamford, who said, hey, take him.
Well, there are three that stand out.
McDonald, number two. He said there, and you said, what about pick nine? Will you get a good play? He said, my oath.
Yep. So, okay.
So I'd say definitely false there.
Right.
Malcolm, true or false? Malcolm Blight's chair or throne has made you very uncomfortable sitting in it.
That is very true.
Is that why you bought your own
chair? That's why I bought my own chair. I wasn't worthy of sitting my behind in the great man's chair.
I must admit, he does fill that out slightly better.
Not slightly.
Slightly better. Like, he'll be listening tonight too.
Well, he's on holidays. Yeah.
No, you listen.
You can't devalue the great man's chair.
Fair enough.
I'm happy to be on the show, but I won't sit in his chair. Okay, David Warner will miss the first test.
I reckon he might miss the first couple. Spoke with Blighty last night about that. Malcolm did a groin in the grand final.
They're hard to get rid of.
He said for 6 or 7 weeks he was stuffed. But you got to remember, Warner is a fielder that goes 100 miles an hour. He runs
so quickly between the wickets.
And the way he bats is very aggressive with turning the body. I'd be surprised. He may have torn it. No, it's been very quiet, hasn't it? What exactly has happened?
Yeah, I heard Justin Langer this morning in WA, and he made the point he's not going to hold his breath.
I reckon he might miss the first.
Well, that's going to bring the first test right back as a very competitive issue.
True or false? It is time after this series, Tim Payne steps down and Alex Carey becomes the wicketkeeper for Australia.
Oh, that's a tough one because the call was going to be Tim Payne's call.
He's been good, hasn't he?
And so it should be his call. Now, whether this is his time to go, only Tim can do that. So I would say false at this stage.
This is true or false for expert car air conditioning service you can rely on. Visit repcoservice.com.
Now, all Australian cricket should be shown on free-to-air television.
Well, I think that's true, but we spoke about this at the head of the show. Channel 7 don't want it. So if we're screaming out for it to be on free-to-air and the free-to-air station doesn't want it, we can't complain.
Well, they don't want it, as I understand it, Wolves, because they haven't been given what they thought they were going to get.
No, but they signed up. They did sign a long-term contract.
Correct.
And India have sort of turned things on its head, haven't they?
As they
do.
As they always do. They have the last say. You know, they held the gun at Cricket Australia's head. $450 million Channel 7 paid for it. $450 million?
Do we both agree that the days where you pay overs are gone? Olympics, for AFL?
Well, that's ridiculous. $450 million. That's a lot of money.
Wonder why. Look, I still believe Channel 9 should have stuck to cricket and Channel 7 should have stuck to tennis.
Exactly right. Look at the golden era of cricket in this country.
My gosh.
Richie Beno.
Tony Gregg.
Ian Chappell. Tony Gregg.
Bill Laurie.
Now, mate, that mixture was outstanding.
Must have been. I love Warnie. I think Warnie gives a great insight.
I don't like the Fox commentary team. They just talk too much. They over-talk it.
Okay, but I think Warnie's insight is amazing.
Undoubtedly the best of any commentator.
I think Ponting sees the game early.
Too much talk that's not related to what we're seeing on the screen.
Also spoke to Tony Bamford, Cage, about the draftees, and that sounds really good. So a big show. And if you spend $10 at Macca's for your chance to win $10,000 at Macca's Summer Cash Giveaway. No. Enjoy the show?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it.
Great to have you on board.
Man, it's great
to be here. I'm not being sarcastic.
Oh, you are.
You know that.
You're not even looking at me. There's no warmth in your body language.
Can I just get you to read that? Because I know you love it. You put a lot of feeling into the credits.
Okay. Now, for energy.
Yes, Kate.
I'm an Australian-owned company.
Yes.
And there's no better company than an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And the number to ring. Don't interrupt me, Wolves, please. Call 131 5866.
Oh, you're going to be doing them all too. Cage, you got through day one. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I think we've got Jeff Fenwick on tomorrow night.
Jeff Fenwick.
To talk about, and Sam Durden too, the young West Adelaide man that went to North Melbourne, now going to Glenelg.
I'm filthy on him because he's
well, at least hear him
his
out.
His first club was my beloved Bloods. Now he's coming back to South Australia from North Melbourne and going to the bloody bar.
KG, 16 weeks in lockdown can make you do funny things. Well, we had one day and we were over it.
Obviously, it's got Sam.
Good on you, KG. See you tomorrow night,
catch
Ken.
Catch you, world.
Same time between 6 and 7. Bye for now.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals.
Lumo Energy SA.
Energy from an Australian-owned company. That's Lumo SA.
And OTR.
Enjoy delicious crispy cream donuts with Nutella at OTR.